your little webs of opacity. My pennies made your crown. Trick me once, trick me twice. Don't you know that cash ain't the only price? It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean. Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat purring in my lap cause it loves me. Flexing like a Vegas acrobat. Thunder rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. Karma's gonna track you down step by step from town to town. Sweet like justice, karma is a queen. Karma takes all my friends to the summit. Karma is the guy on the screen coming straight home to me.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Well, it's finally here. Cobra Kai Season 6 Part 2 is available on Netflix. I love this show. I know they got a movie coming out soon. Dammit Maury had a chance to speak with Ralph Macchio and William Zabka, a.k.a. Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence.
They were at the Tyson fight.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're promoting the show as well.
Yeah.
And these two, man, they're great. I freaking love this show so much.
Ralph Macchio looks so young. It's crazy.
And he's what, 50? How old is he?
How old is he, Maury?
He just turned.
I can't hear Maury.
Birthday recently. How old is he?
He's like.
Like 58?
Yeah.
63.
Yes, 63.
Yo, good for you, Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Dammit Maury speaking with Daniel LaRusso and Joey Lawrence for Season 6 Part 2. Cobra Kai.
All right, guys. Wow. Things are really heated between Johnny and Daniel going into part two. How real did the tension get? I read, maybe real. I'm wrong. I read that they actually kept you two apart during this just to sort of keep things real. Is this true? And talk to me about this tension.
Yeah. They keep me and Ralph in cages and then they bring us out to do our scenes. They put us back. They feed us. We go to sleep. And then the next day.
That's how it is.
No, it's, you know, listen, we've done this for a minute. So, you know, it's always fun to play those heated moments between the characters because, you know, they're pretty good along the way, but at one point the chain always comes off. They, you know, they just can't see perfectly eye to eye, which makes them need each other, which is great. But there's sometimes we're doing this. So it's always fun to play those times. As much as we laugh about how many times more can we say this is the end.
Yeah, this is never again.
You know,
yeah, I think
after this we're done.
Yeah, but I think that but part of the challenge for us is finding ways to do it that feel organic, where we're not having that same season one argument in season six, and that's been part of the toughest part from in the writers' room as well as for us. So we're always looking for those places like this is a fresh angle to why they're not getting along now.
And he still sounds like Daniel LaRusso.
Totally does, like a kid,
still
right?
Sounds like he's 17 years old.
And what a resurgence for both of them for their career.
It's great,
especially with the consistency of releases for these seasons of Cobra Kai. By the way, season 6 part 2 on Netflix right now. Dan Mori talking to Ralph Macchio and William Zabka, a.k.a. Daniel LaRusso and Johnny Lawrence.
Ralph, 40 years of Karate Kid. I was reading about the strangest time someone told you they were a fan. Is it true that this happened during your colonoscopy?
Yes. I know when I was coming out of the propofol.
No.
Yes, that's when I was hearing the conversations. I'm like, really?
I was trying not to be too loud, though, but I did say
yes, he was.
Yeah. Guys.
Matter of fact, I think he actually assisted the colonoscopy. No, it's a whole other
story. Yeah, let's get out of the weeds here.
I thought the movie that they had coming out was not part of the Cobra Kai universe.
Really?
Wasn't there a movie? Wasn't that a story that we were talking about recently that they're making another Karate Kid movie, but it was going to be separate from the Cobra Kai universe and not like acknowledge any of that stuff whatsoever?
Mm-hmm. But are they in it?
I don't know. I don't think so. Like, they can't be, right?
Oh, no, you can't. That's too weird.
But still, they have their opinion.
I guess to quickly ask about the Karate Kid movie, because it's really exciting. The franchise continues. Are you excited to keep the story going, and will fans love what they see in this movie?
Yeah, I'm very excited. You know, it's the gift that keeps on giving this Karate Kid franchise. This is a new story, a new chapter. Jackie Chan and myself, this kid Ben Wong, who's just wonderful. I haven't seen the movie yet, so I'm hopeful. You never know till they glue them all together, but you know, I just like how it's lining up after Cobra Kai comes in for a landing. Then there'll be this other new story, new character, new landscape.
Mm, it's going to be called Karate Kid Legends.
Oh, damn.
We'll bring I'm together. Oh, okay. Jackie Chan. So Jackie Chan is in it.
Yeah.
And Ralph Macchio's in it.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So Jackie Chan.
So this will be the follow-up to Cobra Kai then.
But also the other Karate Kid movie that Jackie Chan was in with.
Oh, right.
What's his name? Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith. Alternate universe.
So it's a different. So what happened to Jaden Smith? He's not the Karate Kid anymore, obviously.
No.
This is so confusing.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai Season 6 Part 2.
Everything is a multiverse.
On Netflix now.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
On Kiss 92.5.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation.
Greedy.
All right.
My answer is 1,643.
You're not going to be able to phone Grandma for ages.
You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
$2.
Or ticket chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4
on KISS 92.5.
Amazon Black Friday week is here. Woo! With up to 35% off toys to stuff their stocking. Noise-canceling tech to silent their night. And fashion like slippers to missile their toes. Woo! Shop Amazon's Black Friday deals now.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical four-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Jim, sweetie, it's me, Dawn, on the radio. Please don't get me earrings again this year. I have a jewelry box full of them. I love them, but all I really want is a gift certificate to Thermea Spa Village. And who knows? If you get a gift certificate for two, I might even make you my plus one. Okay, love ya.
This holiday season, give your loved ones what they really want. Give the gift of Thermea. Visit Thermea.com/Whitby to purchase a gift certificate. Take good care.
Light up Black Friday with Freedom Mobile and get 50 gigs to use in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico for just $35 a month for 18 months. Plus, get a one-time gift of 5 gigs of Roam Beyond data. Conditions apply. Details at freedommobile.ca.
The engine of this great city, local 416 members across the city of Toronto show up each day to keep Toronto clean, moving, and safe. They care for our city's public spaces, buildings, fleet, and infrastructure, and provide the essential services residents and visitors depend on. Help us give City of Toronto workers the respect and recognition they need to continue to support us all. Join the conversation and learn more at local416.ca. That's local416.ca.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with 5 new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
At Desjardins, we speak business. We speak equipment modernization. We're fluent in data digitization and expansion into foreign markets. And we can talk all day about streamlining manufacturing processes. Because at Desjardins Business, we speak the same language you do. Business. So join the more than 400,000 Canadian entrepreneurs who already count on us and contact Desjardins today. We'd love to talk. Business.
Get early access to Black Friday prices now at The Brick. And on Friday, November 22nd, for one day only, we're releasing even more Black Friday deals. Get 65% off sofas when you buy the matching love seat or chair. Up to 30% off sectionals and recliners. Up to 30% off bedroom, dining, and home entertainment furniture. Plus, buy more, save more. Get up to an extra $300 off major kitchen appliances. Some exclusions apply. See in-store for details. The Brick, saving you more.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics and heartwarming movies streaming all day, every day to get you in the holiday spirit. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Folks, this year we want to be even better and more than just in the mix. So I'm announcing the addition of a new player, the 2024 Chevrolet Silverado 1500. With its lease rate of 1.9%, Durabed cargo box, and a Turbomax engine with 430 pound-feet of torque, it's a real bargain.
Get your hands on an all-star and get leasing starting at 1.9% on select 2024 Silverado models. Details and conditions at ChevroletOffers.ca.
The sandwich of sandwiches has arrived in Canada. Jimmy John's Sandwiches opens its first Canadian location today at 11 a.m. at 197 North Queen Street, just north of Sherway Gardens. Jimmy John's famous sandwiches are what your taste buds have been waiting for. Come along for the grand opening day offer, when the first 200 in-store guests will receive a free 6-inch classic sandwich and 16-ounce fountain drink. Stop by and find out why Jimmy John's is the sandwich of sandwiches. Details at jimmyjohns.ca.
Can't always remember the name of the song you hear on the radio? Like the one you're about to hear? Head to Shazam and stop guessing. Use Shazam to identify the next track to unlock a limited time offer of up to 2 months free of Apple Music. That's up to 2 months free. Stream over 100 million songs and tap into curated and personalized playlists. So use Shazam on the next track to unlock up to 2 months free of Apple Music. Offer available on iOS and Android to new subscribers only. Some terms and conditions apply. See Shazam.com/Apple Music for details.
When it comes to Roz and Mocha, we already know who's your fave.
I think Mocha.
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
But who's the luckiest?
Obviously, it's me.
Yeah, right in your dreams.
It's Roz and Mocha's Easy Money.
Choose between Roz and Mocha and spin the wheel.
If it lands on your pick, you could be kickstarting your day with hundreds of dollars.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha's Easy Money.
Weekday mornings at 6:15.
Only on Kiss 92.5.
Gentlemen, love this part of the show.
Maria, what do we got in the DMs today?
All right, Tebs is asking, how do you feel about wearing socks with flip-flops or slides outdoors? And is there a timeline cutoff in terms of weather?
Paul, do your thing.
Yeah. Ask Roz. He'll tell you the timeline is zero.
Well,
you rock flip flops all the
time. I do. I rarely wear socks. I put socks on today just because I was wearing different shoes today. But normally I'm not a socks guy. I don't like socks. Even in the winter, I'll throw my winter boots on with no socks on. I'm not a fan. As far as like flip flops or slides and socks, I really don't care. Okay. You know, like just whatever makes you happy. If that, like, there's everybody's like, oh my God, you can't. Well, guess what? If somebody says I can't do something, I'm going to do it. Right.
Oh, yes.
And there's a lot of like, I've seen a lot of pictures of just like straight up badass looking cholos that are rocking socks and slides. Right. Yeah. And I got no problem with that. I think it's,
you're not going to say nothing else.
Hell no. I think it's a fine look. I don't care. I don't care. Be comfortable down there. Right.
Maria?
I actually don't mind socks and slides.
Yeah.
I wear them all the time.
I see people, I think it's almost like more normal now for people to wear socks and slides than they are.
Yeah, I will say though, like don't wear socks with flip-flops. Like that's just weird. Like that just doesn't make sense. They can't be comfortable wearing socks and flip-flops. But I don't think there's a timeline cutoff, to be honest. There's so many times in the snow I will wear my socks and slides and walk Romeo. Yeah. So it is what it is.
It's like, all comfort.
Yeah.
I just think it was always considered like an old person thing. Like that's what old people did, right? And younger generations, like the sort of, you know, the older millennials, that was what their parents did. And it was embarrassing.
We just made things cool now. That's all.
No, you didn't.
Maria, don't.
You didn't.
Don't. Let's just move
on. I did, though,
on.
Because high socks were old people things, and now everyone wears high socks, and they're a cool thing.
Maria, sorry. High socks were not an old person thing.
Yeah, they were.
They were just called socks.
No, they were high
and
socks.
And they've been around for a very long time.
Yeah, but it's high socks and low socks and ankle socks and no-show socks.
Nope.
Anyways.
Can your generation just find one original thing.
I will
be behind you and say that is 100% a you thing. Right? Find one original thing.
Just saying we made it cooler.
No.
That's all.
You've made nothing cooler.
Okay.
Nothing.
If that's what makes you sleep at night.
I sleep great at night.
I don't know. You seem a little stressed.
No, I sleep great at night knowing all everybody your age is just spending their life going through our laundry, being like, oh, look what I invented. Look what I invented.
Look what I made cooler. Look what I made better.
Exactly. Yeah.
Next DM, please.
One thing.
Andre says, now that Roz is 50.
Oh, shut up.
Are there protocols?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Are there protocols in place at the studio for when he falls and can't get up?
Andre, great question, bro. So good. So good. Well, Shem, what's the update on that railing that we asked to have installed?
It's all done. We just need to make sure that it meets the proper weight requirements.
Yeah. Oh, okay, cool.
I worry because Maury could not pick me up.
No, but we'll get you one of those acorn things to get from the basement.
Maria could not pick me up.
Try.
Right? Mocha, I don't know if Mocha could actually pick me up. Like, I think
you could hold you like a baby?
I think you could pull me to safety. But I don't know if you could pick me up.
I could probably pick you up, like put you over my shoulder maybe.
From being on the ground? There's no way.
His hands and feet would drag on the floor even if he was on your shoulders.
There's no way from a lying position could you pick me up.
I could roll
what
you.
What if I pulled you up?
Yeah. Like if
I put you over like this.
There's no way.
So your head and your arms are here and the rest of your body.
If I was in a standing position, I fully agree you could do that. If I'm on the ground, you are not picking me up off the ground and then putting me over your shoulders. I agree. If fire was coming at me, maybe Maury could roll me twice.
So would the protocol be a forklift?
No, I think I'm dead. The protocol is leaving Maury lies.
I can get you.
Shem, you think you could lift me up, though?
1,000%.
You think so?
I lift everybody up in the same
way. Okay.
Yeah. I bet you I could lift up Maury and Maria at the same time.
I could do that, too.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. New challenge alert.
Yeah. I mean, that's not fair. I weigh 100 pounds now.
Yeah, exactly. Are you less than 100 pounds now, Maury?
No, just over.
Just over. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Next DM, please.
All right. Heloise says, now that Maury no longer eats due to his new diet of peanut butter and celery.
How is it that every single one of these questions just like roll into one another like perfectly?
Perfectly curated.
Plan it as well.
Yeah. So go ahead.
Has he saved a ton of money over the last few months from no longer ordering off Uber Eats? Does he not miss the tenders from Jack's?
Good question.
I do miss the tenders from Jack's, but oddly I'm still broke because I'm still buying a ton of peanut butter and celery.
Okay. But you can't be spending that much money on peanut butter and
celery. No, but once in a while, I'll still order like a chopped salad.
See, I think where Maury's actually spending more money now is because he's buying all these random supplements.
Yes.
And wait, so what? Those are more expensive than the Uber Eats orders. Yes.
Hold on. Yeah. What supplements are you buying?
Fiber gummies, GABA gummies, elderflower gummies, Water Be Gone, skin gummies.
Isn't that
biotin.
A spell? Water Be Gone? Did that come with a wand?
It's from Harry Potter. From the Prisoner of Azkaban.
Expelliarmus.
Thank you, Maria.
Water Be Gone! Expelliarmus! Hold on a second. So what's all this stuff, this junk that you're buying? All these friggin' gummies, like you're at Bulk Barn. What are all these things doing for you?
The fiber makes me go.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But all you're eating is celery and peanut butter.
Yeah, so he has no nutrients. He has to take all these things at this point.
Yeah. So the fiber one makes you go.
Fiber makes me go. GABA makes me sleep. The elderflower one just makes me healthy.
But you're not taking anything that you're supplementing of what you're not eating anymore.
No, it's not supplementing. It's putting in.
Right, but you're not making up for any of the nutrients that you're no longer eating at all.
What's your question?
That is my question.
Oh. Just say no, because the answer is no.
Okay, no.
No.
Okay.
See, that's a problem right there.
Damn, man. Yep. All right, these are the conversations that happen because of the DMs that you were sending in to us. Keep them coming in. And we do this on the show every day. Thanks, Maria.
Anytime.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5. Things we're dreaming of. When in the end it's time that limits us. But we can't fight it. No, we can't fight it. It's funny how we're always wanting more. Without us knowing what we're aiming for. We keep on spending more than we can afford. Till we are broken. Till we are broken. But
what's up, man? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
So you reached out because you wanted us to chat with your friend Jocelyn. What's so special about Jocelyn? Why does she need a phone call from the Roz and Mocha show? What's going on?
Well, it was her birthday yesterday. Uh-huh. And on top of that,
she's just like one of the best people I know. Heart is like huge, big, big heart. She goes all out for her, like her friends, her family, for her, actually her students that she works with. She works for TSV. So yeah. She's just a really overall good person.
Nice. How long you guys known each other for?
Ooh, 15 plus years, man.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah. Long time. Long as you guys have been doing your show.
Oh, okay. And have you both been listening to the show for that long?
No, I've been about 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
I'm not sure about her, but she's been listening for a while.
Yeah. All right, cool. Let me see if she's... Okay, stay on the line. Don't say anything, though, okay?
All right, cool.
And she doesn't know we're calling, right?
No.
Hello?
Jocelyn, it's your boyfriend's Roz and Mocha. Happy belated birthday.
Job this. Thank you.
What's going on, girl?
You know, just living a dream.
Yeah?
What dream is that?
Just getting ready for work, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. How's life?
Fantastic. Yesterday was amazing.
Yeah, what'd you do for your birthday?
Just family. Spent as much time with my family, my sister, her kids, my mom. It was fantastic.
Nice. How old now?
38.
Nice.
Hey, nothing wrong with 38.
Not much, yeah.
Why'd you hesitate to say your age just now?
Don't do that, please.
Are you going to ask us? Are you going to ask us how we got your number or how we knew it was your birthday yesterday?
So I got a call yesterday from one of my best friends in the entire world saying, "Be by your phone at 7." So I thought, okay, him and Soph, his daughter, are just going to call me.
Uh-huh.
Then I get a text later at night saying, "Make sure you're by your phone at 7 a.m." So I said, "I will kill you and fight your mom if you have people having me cry on the radio."
Oh.
So,
yo, Dwayne, what the hell, man? I thought you said you didn't tell her.
I didn't tell her anything. She
Bro.
Figured
it out. Bro.
No, because you know what it is? There's times where, you know, we're winding down our day.
Yeah.
And he'll call me and I'll be like, "Yo, did you hear what our Brendan said today?" And he'll be like, "What?" And then we talk about how much joy the five of your banter gives us.
Oh, okay, nice.
So we feel like we're just like friends in the car. Like when you guys are carrying on in the morning and I'm in the car crying, laughing so hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he didn't tell me, but I knew.
Hey, you guys have such a great friendship. How come you're not together?
You know what? This morning on my drive, I said, I know how Roz feels about platonic male and female friendships. You know what? I just think we grew up together and we found this love for youth work and community, and it's stuck there, and friendship, and it's one that you don't come by often. So we've just taken our time to nurture it as an amazing friendship.
Mm-hmm. And you guys are both like currently not single, right?
I'm very much. I've been with somebody for 16 years.
Okay.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dwayne, we tried. I'm just kidding. I'm so kidding.
Don't do that. You're gonna make the next lunch awkward.
I'm so kidding. I
thought that's what we were doing on this call. Yeah. I had like a whole bunch of notes here.
Razamoga matchmaker over here.
Yeah, we had all the music.
We can run through it.
We had all the music set up and everything.
Damn.
I'm here for a bit.
Jocelyn, happy belated birthday. Thank you.
Thank you.
Both to you and Dwayne for spending your days with us, the Roz and Mocha Show. Jocelyn, before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Oh. Hey.
Dwayne, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Smooth, cool dude.
Oh, the sweep. That's what we call that.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
Have a great one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
On KISS 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
I can read your mind. She's having the time of her life. There in her glittering prime, the lights refract, sequined stars are for silhouette every night. I can show you lights. Cause I'm a real tough kid, I can handle it. They said, babe, you gotta fake it till you make it, and I did. Lights, camera, and smile, even when you wanna die. He said he loved me all his life, but that life was too short. Breaking down, I hit the floor. All the pieces of me shattered as the crowd was chanting more. I was grinning like I'm winning. I was hitting my
left. I keep finding his things in drawers, crucial evidence I didn't imagine. The whole thing, I'm sure I can pass this test.
Ticket is left.
Or so we thought.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Thanks to Rogers.
Keep it on KISS all day for your final chance at tickets by listening for the cue to text.
If we call you, you'll be entered in the draw to win a pair of tickets on Thursday at midnight.
It's KISS 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Tim's Holiday Smile Cookies here. Until November 24th, 100% of proceeds are donated to local charities, community groups, and Tim's Camps. Get one to give back to your community at participating restaurants in Canada.
Welcome to Waste Collection Safety 101. When you see a waste truck ahead, should you A, speed up, or B, pass slowly with caution? The answer is B. Keep waste collectors safe by slowing down and always passing with caution. A message from the City of Toronto.
At Great Wolf Lodge, your whole family can go on an adventure. Splash away in our water park and bowl a perfect score with your pack. And mix game time with family time. And at Great Wolf Lodge, all this excitement is just a short drive away. So bring the pack together and learn more at greatwolf.com and strengthen the pack.
Toronto, your perfect steak awaits. This November, Chop Steakhouse and Bar opens at 181 University Avenue. Enjoy steak seared to perfection, handcrafted cocktails, and fresh seafood in a modern, vibrant setting. Whether it's a dinner out, happy hour, or late night cravings, Chop is your new favorite dining destination. Visit chop.ca to view our menu and learn more about downtown Toronto's newest, hottest steakhouse. Chop Steakhouse and Bar, opening soon.
All right, what's going on? It's Mocha, and I would love for you to swing by Lexus of Richmond Hill and check out the 2025 NX250 all-wheel drive. This awesome compact SUV has Lexus reliability and craftsmanship built right in. It comes with loads of safety features like Lexus Safety System Plus 3.0, digital latch safe exit assist, downhill assist control, and get this, it's got 2,000 pounds of towing capacity. That is crazy. Visit LexusOfRichmondHill.com. Lexus of Richmond Hill, a division of Wayne's Auto Group.
For 40 years, listeners have pondered why Pizzaville begins every ad with these now immortal words.
It was a rainy day in Pizzaville when I realized.
Questions like these have perplexed mankind for millennia. What is the meaning of life? What is the true nature of the universe? Will Toronto ever win the cup? Next up, is Netflix going behind the scenes of It Was a Rainy Day? Pizzaville. 40 years of funny.
Another rough winter. It's a given. Winterize your pickup truck now at Bison and get the extra protection, toughness, and style of Canada's most trusted truck accessory brand. Save up to $100 for a limited time on soft, hard, trifold tonneau covers, side steps, bed, and floor mats. Bison offers free Canada-wide ground shipping and offers a 2-year warranty. Or get your tonneau cover installed free when you buy locally in-store. Built for your truck, built to last. Find your location at BisonTonneauCovers.com.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can lease or finance select remaining 2024 Rogue from 0.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Rogue and enjoy the 1.5-liter VC turbo engine for a perfect balance of power and efficiency. And with standard all-wheel drive, you're ready for wherever the drive takes you. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
Can we really launch Black Friday deals early?
As Sunwing's financial advisor, I say, hold my coconut.
You actually did it.
It's simple. People want more from their vacation, right?
A Sunwing vacation does that. Why deny the people what they want?
And with these Black Friday vacay deals, they'll be sipping a mojito by Tuesday.
Book with your local travel advisor or...
Hey, got your headphones on? I'm out here jogging, and just between us, let's talk urine leakage. You know, Tenamen, their protective underwear is made for us, secure and discreet, with triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. No more dribble dramas. Keep control with Tenamen, discreet protection designed for men. And hey, if I can run with it, you've got nothing to sweat.
Mark your calendars. Healthy Planet's Black Friday Super Sale starts November 21st. Save up to 60%, plus buy any Benefits by Nature product from superfoods to pantry items and earn 10 times the points. That's 10 healthy points for every dollar spent. But that's not all. Sign up in-store to become a new Healthy Points member and earn 1,000 points. That is $10 off your next purchase. Visit Healthy Planet starting November 21st and save big. Healthy Planet, your one-stop health shop with everyday value.
Our Black Friday sale is on right now at Wine Rack, and we're serving up the lowest prices. So you can save up to $4 on a wide selection of your favorite wines, like great-tasting Jackson Triggs, Bodacious, and Saintly. Plus, why not discover and save $3 on new exclusives like Boo, European-inspired blends from France, Italy, and Spain. So why not head to Wine Rack and save big on quality wines at a great price? Wine Rack, in your neighborhood, local grocery store, and at winerack.com.
Must be legal drinking age. Please enjoy responsibly. See store for details.
Light up Black Friday with great offers from Freedom Mobile. Visit a Freedom store or head to freedommobile.ca to check it out. Conditions apply.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. Shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you. And I hope you know I won't let go. With you, and I hope you know
Mocha.
Reloaded.
On KISS 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Well, it went down.
After 8 full rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for the official decision. Judge David Iacobucci sees the contest 80-72, while Judges Lawrence Cole and Jesse Reyes see it 79-73, declaring your winner by unanimous decision, Jake Elgato Paul!
All right.
Hey.
After the first round, Tyson was gassed.
Yeah.
He was finished after that first round.
Yeah, he's 58.
And after watching the second round, I thought they are definitely going all 8 rounds.
Yes.
That's when I decided that that's what was going to happen.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen. Man, I don't know. Like, there were a ton of various comments from regular folk to celebs over Jake Paul beating up a 58-year-old.
Well, of course, right?
Like, because it was Jake Paul beating up a 58-year-old.
Yeah, and Jake Paul is one of the greatest promoters of all time.
Uh-huh.
Like as far for anything, but at least now you can even say boxing. Like, that was one of the greatest boxing promotions that anybody has ever pulled off.
Netflix was crashing like crazy.
It was crazy.
Freezing, buffering. Come on, man. That was wild.
You got Tyson's ass in there, which was really great. Right? Have you seen all the guys recreating that on social media? Have you seen that one video where the guy tries to leave this house and his wife is yelling at him and he's just wearing like a regular outfit, but he cut the ass out of the back?
Yep.
Right? Bro, so good.
Yeah, I shouldn't like that good. One.
My kid was like, I think I just saw Mike Tyson's ass. Uh-huh.
I know. Like, everyone did a double take. Like, what's up?
And the camera guy realized it late too, because he was like, "What is that? Oh, damn! And then he zoomed in, right?
Such
a good moment. And also, the great thing was, is during that interview, like Mike after the interview kissed the reporter, mm-hmm. right?
It was his son,
like,
wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was Mike Tyson's son.
Was it?
I was interviewing him.
Okay.
Dan Mori getting reaction from fans after the fight.
Oh my God, how about that fight? What did you think of that fight?
Absolutely stellar. This is what boxing is all about.
What?
Bringing people that have watched boxing for 30 years versus against people who have watched boxing for 6 months. There's the people that love boxing, the people that are just getting to know boxing, and it's brought them together. Absolutely stellar.
But are you happy with the outcome?
You know, it's the outcome I expected, but what do I know? But I'm happy with it. I think they both gave their best. It was a great fight, and the best person came out on top.
But right? Tyson's a legend. Like, how can you let him walk out of this ring and not a winner?
He's walking out a legend. A legend is always
so
a legend.
Wasted,
no matter
bro.
What happens to you, you're still the legend. Once a legend, always a legend.
I think the bigger question is, was this entertaining?
That's a great question. Mediocrely entertaining.
Was that entertaining for you? Did you have a good time? How about that fight? Did the outcome go the way you wanted it to go?
No. I had a great time, but it did not go the way I wanted it to.
Hold on a second. Dan Mori, how many drinks deep were you by the time you started doing these interviews?
Oh,
because we know you're a lightweight when it comes to drinks.
I had like 6 glasses of rosé.
6?
More, like, this is the official Netflix fight party that Mori was
my
at,
God.
Right?
Bro, are you embarrassing yourself from Netflix?
Even remotely. I think the whole world wanted Tyson to win. He didn't win. And let's be honest, that was one of the weakest fights we've ever seen. It was like they were in the ring kind of fooling around. At the end, they did that little dance in the last like 3 or 4 seconds. Like, what was that? What was going on? Like, I wanted to see more. I was expecting more.
Were you like embarrassed watching the fight?
Yo, why am I your voice there, bro?
Were you like embarrassed watching the fight?
No, I wouldn't call it embarrassment. I just wanted to see more. Like, this was a huge event, and I just expected way more from it.
And now Tyson's going to be remembered for this forever.
Yeah, and I mean, look, the guy's 58. You know, it's been decades since he's been in the ring, so we got to give it up for him. He held his own. He did it. He did his thing. But, man, I just really wish he won.
Did who you want to win, win?
No. I wanted Mike to win, and he didn't win. It is what it is. Mike didn't get knocked out. That's cool. Would have liked to see him punch more, but yeah.
That was a bad fight. Wasn't enjoyable. I never want to see that again.
I will say I'm very happy it went all 8 rounds. It was great to see Tyson back in the ring because I've actually never seen him live myself. So it was very historic. It was really good.
I'm happy to see Mike Tyson in that ring. Am I happy that I didn't see a KO for him take the win?
This is your people,
I'm disappointed, but hey, he's 58, so he can do whatever the hell he wants.
By the way, we saw his ass earlier. That's not bad for 58.
I know. I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the bikini in the pre-show. He's ripped.
Oh,
damn. Also, Tim Mori.
Who drinks rosé at a fight party?
Were you, like, embarrassed watching the fight?
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Brandon, what's up, dude? It's Roz and Mocha.
What's going on?
I want to read this text that you just sent to us.
Okay. Sure.
It says, I just wanted to thank you for all that you do. Also, I want to say thank you because if it weren't for you guys, I don't know if I'd be doing my dream job right now or what I'd be doing. You guys keep me positive through some hard times, and I really appreciate everything. That's a really nice text, Brandon. Thank you so much. What is it that you do for a living now?
I'm a firefighter now.
Oh, okay. Are. So at what point in your life did you decide to go that route, like switch things up? And why are you saying that we helped with that decision?
So in college, I did HVAC in college, and I wasn't a huge fan of it. And I felt like I wanted to do something better with my time, something to do better, I guess, for everybody. So I picked firefighting, and it was a difficult kind of road. It's pretty competitive field to get into. Uh-huh. So it took me about 2 years of just kind of constant testing and interviews and that kind of stuff. And it kind of took a toll. So being able to turn on the podcast or turn you guys on the radio and listen to you guys in the morning kind of kept me positive. And I think I called you guys a couple of years ago on my way to an interview. And we chatted for a bit, which made me feel good. Didn't get that job, but I got the next job after that.
Maury is furiously flipping through his calendar right now. Are you in the firefighter's calendar?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
Calendar.
Oh, okay. You're not in November? No, not November.
No.
That's too bad.
You guys did ask me if I liked sleepovers in Chile, but and I can confirm I do like sleepovers.
That's
in Chile,
all so. You need to be a firefighter, man. I see in my grocery store all the time. I get to the grocery store the same time the firefighters get to the grocery store to buy all their stuff.
You
for
time
dinner,
it that way, right?
Yeah. Shut up. I feel safe. That's okay. Why I time it that way, right? Yeah. But they walk and y'all walk in and you got your firefighter pants on, which are huge, and then you're just wearing t-shirts on top and everything's like all folded down, right? Yeah. It's an odd look. It's like seeing a Disney character without the helmet on, right? Like you're not used to seeing that look.
It doesn't make sense.
These guys go in and buy so much meat.
Uh-huh.
It is incredible.
You got to load up on protein and carbs.
Bro, I'm talking like they'll go to the butcher counter and I saw a guy get like a pot roast the other day or whatever it was, like a crown roast. And he carried this thing out. A firefighter carried this thing out. In his arms, two arms out in front of him,
like
elbows braced against his chest, like he was saving a person.
Jeez,
that's how big this piece of meat was. And I'm talking about the dinner,
I'm
not the man.
At the fire hall. I'm cooking at the fire hall today. I'm in the parking lot right now, just waiting to start work. But I'm cooking today.
What are you making?
So breakfast will be some breakfast burritos with some breakfast sausage, egg, and that kind of stuff.
Oh.
Lunch is a grilled chicken sandwich. Oh, panini, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Sick.
And dinner is a couple of racks of baby back ribs.
Dude.
Oh, yo, you're cooking all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do three meals.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. And is every firefighter on shift, like per day, responsible for all three meals?
So we alternate on my crew. So it's my turn. I'm the junior guy. So that's why I'm here so early.
Yeah.
So I'm cooking today, and maybe next shift will be one of our senior guys cooking.
Huh. And does everyone give it like 100%, or do you notice some guys kind of like half ass it a little bit?
Our crew's pretty good, but there's some people who have never really learned to cook and they just kind of half ass it. But our crew's pretty good.
Yeah. That'd be tough, man.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't know what to do to feed y'all. I'd be just showing up with like cans of chunky soup. Here, meat and potatoes.
You better go home, man. You gotta buy a lot more than you think you need.
Yeah.
Nice. No, bro, I'm telling you, the amount of food these firefighters buy when I see them in the grocery store, it's incredible.
That is insane. Yeah. Brandon, appreciate you, dog, like so much. You have no idea how much it means to us that you spend so much time with the show, with the podcast, and that we're a part of your life. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Oh, the smooth, cool dude, Roz, for sure.
Cool. Thanks, man.
You'll see him at the grocery store today.
Yeah.
I hope for sure.
Yeah, don't, okay? No.
Yeah. He's going to slip and fall on purpose. Yeah.
I never see those guys buying vegetables, by the way. I never see them in produce. Ever. Never once have I seen the firefighters in produce.
Yo, eat your carrots.
That's secondary.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right, take care, guys. Thank you.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
On KISS 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
We were good, we were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right, till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. Things you don't understand. I can take my
I didn't wanna fight. Started to cry, but then remembered
Five.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
I need you guys to support me for a second.
Okay.
Don't laugh and don't make fun.
No problem.
Because I'm really excited about this.
No problem.
And I just need to share this news
with everyone.
And I need you guys just to have my back.
We got you.
Please.
We got you.
Like, nobody laugh, okay?
Nobody's clowning on anyone.
Because what I'm about to, the news I'm about to share,
yes,
makes me very, very happy.
Okay.
And I think out of the five of us in this room, I'm the only one that's hype about this.
I don't know. I have a funny feeling I'm going to fall right in line with your hypeness. Trust. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys know, Maria, stop looking like that. Like, stop giving that look. Please, just support me on this, okay?
Sorry, I don't even know what's coming.
That's what she said.
Okay.
So you guys know how I am, like, the biggest fan of the Spider-Verse movies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, there's supposed to be a third movie called Beyond the Spider-Verse.
All right.
And it got shelved.
Unfortunate.
During the writer's strike.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, and yeah, there was no news on it. And I did extensive research,
yeah,
aka a bunch of subreddits.
Yeah.
And it was shelved.
Accurate. Okay.
So what happens overnight in the Chelsea neighborhood of New York? A massive, massive lit up neon Spider-Man logo sign from the Miles Morales suit in Chelsea, New York. Because if you follow along with the movies, Chelsea is where Gwen Stacy lives.
Okay.
In her universe, Earth 65. So now fans are speculating that a Beyond the Spider-Verse movie is going to be announced. And I'm so excited.
All right.
Because those are my favorite movies.
Or is that just someone's Christmas decoration?
No. It is, like, when you see this logo, it is huge. Like, look at this. It takes up, like... It's on the side of an apartment building.
Cool.
That was it?
Yeah. I'm just like, I'm so excited, guys.
Yeah.
Like, these are my favorite Spider-Man movies.
You're allowed.
Guys, come on. Yeah. You said you weren't going to laugh.
No, nobody's laughing.
Maria's dying in the other room.
Nobody's laughing.
Did you just choking?
Shut up.
No.
Sham.
My coffee, you know?
Yeah. No, hey, listen. You do you, Reno.
Guys.
I'm happy that you have a thing. Right? That's all you could really want for somebody, is that they find something in life that gives them joy.
I mean, it's very simple.
Right? Yeah.
It's kind of like a kid being excited for Santa.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Not even close. Not even in the same world.
Are you going to take out your Spider-Man
costume? Sorry, not even in the same multiverse.
Really? How come?
No. Spider-Verse, you mean?
Sorry.
Guys, honestly, like, if you guys were hype about something, I'd back you. And like,
I'm backing you, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't say anything, Sham.
We're backing you.
I was stunned.
Nobody's saying anything.
That's the problem. Nobody's saying anything because you guys are all holding in laughs.
Okay, pause for one second.
Except for Maria, who's like dying in the other
room. Pause for one second. What would you like us to say? Like, look at me right now, okay? You just laid all this out here.
Yes.
How excited you are because they put a light up in New York City. Right?
The neon sign.
Okay. So the reaction you would have hoped for would have been what?
Like, wow, Mocha, that's great. Like, we know you're such a big fan of those Spider-Verse movies. You must be so excited.
Cool.
Okay.
Let's say that we said that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you would say what?
Like, thanks, guys. Like, I am very excited. These are my favorite Spider-Man movies.
Okay, and then we
Because I know that, you know, everyone's always like, oh, Tobey Maguire movies are the best ones. Right? But, like, no, I love the animated ones better.
Okay, and then we would say?
Like, you're the best, dude.
Right? And then you would say?
I know, guys.
There you go.
Anyway, thanks for the support, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Lives on KISS 92.5.
Celebrate mornings.
She's feeling greedy, yay!
I think it is 858.
Your luck has changed.
Oh my goodness. Stop it. I'm so excited right now. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
Win $92.